Traditionally, the gift for a first anniversary is something paper. For a second anniversary, it's cotton. A third anniversary, it's leather. But what about your 32nd anniversary? If you're Hugh Davis and his wife Zelta Davis, you go big. A 20-foot tall, 80-foot long, two-story blue whale on the side of Route 66. That kind of big. I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. And after the break, we're taking you to Catoosa, Oklahoma, where we find out the backstory of what just might be the greatest anniversary gift ever. That's after this.
Autograph Collection Hotels offers over 300 independent hotels around the world, each exactly like nothing else. Hand-selected for their inherent craft, each hotel tells its own unique story through distinctive design and immersive experiences, from medieval falconry to volcanic wine tasting. Autograph Collection is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of over 30 hotel brands around the world. Find the unforgettable at autographcollection.com.
As the leading senior living provider in the U.S. with 40-plus years of experience, we understand the complex needs of seniors. At Brookdale, our associates help address clinical needs, and our communities help reduce social isolation with programs tailored to help manage chronic conditions and improve overall health and quality of life. We know your patients might feel unsure. It's a big decision. Brookdale Senior Living could be the perfect fit, offering a sense of community that feels like home. Let us help. Visit brookdale.com to learn more.
A few years ago, I was in Tulsa, and there was a place that I knew I had to go. It was a little bit out on Route 66, but it was this incredible, amazing location. This two-story whale sort of perched over the edge of a pond with this little smiling mouth, and I had always wanted to see it. It is just this iconic object, this iconic building, the Blue Whale of Catoosa. But to understand why it's there, how it got made, and the beautiful love story behind it, you first need to understand Hugh and Zelta Davis.
So basically, Hugh Davis began as the park director for the Tulsa Zoo.
That's Liz Huckleby. She is a native of Catoosa, Oklahoma, and the current director of the Blue Whale of Catoosa.
He was actually one of the first directors in, I believe, the 40s. And after he retired from Tulsa Zoo, he came over here to Route 66 in Catoosa. This was their family land, and he started Nature's Acres, which was a small zoo with animals, reptiles, and he and Zelta. Zelta also had a passion for nature, and he and his wife, Zelta, both ran it together. From what I've heard, they met at the Canes Ballroom in Tulsa.
Hugh was a recently widowed museum director. He was busy flying around the world, photographing wildlife and collecting it for the zoo. Zelta was also recently widowed. She was an animal lover who'd grown up digging up worms and catching garden snakes, and they were set up on a blind date and married 3 months later. Together, Hugh and Zelta began traveling the world and giving presentations about animals. And during these wildlife presentations, Zelta would famously walk out among the crowd draped in a dozen snakes. She was well known for her fearlessness. In fact, one time after a scared mountain lion was brought to her and Hugh, Zelta told her husband that she thought she could calm it down. This is a quote from a written interview with her.
I told Hugh, I think I can go inside of that cage with that cat. And he said, honey, they just caught it out in the wild. That thing will tear you to pieces. Well, I've always had a way with animals. So I went into the cage and I talked to that cat, and it didn't offer to eat me alive. The next morning, I dressed formally. Hugh took a picture of me holding that cub in my arms, and they used that photograph on the front page of the World News.
The Davises built their whole lives around animals. Hugh left his job at the Tulsa Zoo, and he and Zelta opened up their own little wildlife center called Nature's Acres. They took care of wounded animals at their home. Their son Blaine tended to a pet bobcat. And when Zelta decided that Nature's Acres ought to have some alligators, Hugh got some alligators. In the end, the alligators didn't work out. One nearly ate Zelta. And after a different one escaped into town, Hugh released the remaining ones into a swamp. But this was all just a part of their strange and wild life. By the 1970s, the alligators were gone, and the Davises had been running Nature's Acres together for decades. And that is when Hugh, who's 70 years old at this point, decided he wanted to build something big.
He had to do something. He had to stay busy. My father was not one that would sit down and do nothing. He was not a rocking chair person.
That's Hugh Davis's son, Blaine Davis, during an interview in 2020 with the Route 66 podcast.
He had already built a lot of things in that area.
One of those things was an ark, a kind of, you know, Noah's ark from the biblical story. It had cutouts of animals and small tables and furnishings for kids. The ark was popular, but adults and bigger kids kept bumping their heads on its low ceiling. So Hugh had to think even bigger.
So he just decided one day, I'll fix that. And he started sketching on a piece of paper what he wanted to do.
Those early sketches were of a massive whale meant to be built right on the edge of the pond, actually kind of in the pond. And Hugh decided that it was going to be a whale for two reasons. The first was that his wife Zelta loved whale figurines, but had never actually been able to see a whale in real life.
And the other was the kids were always wanting something bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's the biggest thing on the earth, during our time.
So for 2 years, Hugh worked on his new creation.
His friend did all of the welding, and then he applied the concrete. And you can see, if you go on the inside and look, you can see the mesh screening that held the concrete in place.
Again, that's Liz Huckleby, the current director of the Blue Whale of Catoosa. So Hugh, day by day, using that steel rebar frame, applied 126 bags of concrete mix. And doing this, Hugh built the Blue Whale. Eventually, he presented it to Zelta on their anniversary.
I think the surprise was, but it probably wasn't surprising to her, when it came their anniversary day, he's like most men, and he totally forgot that it was anniversary day. And one mom probably said, you know what today is? He thought, oh crap. Yes, and I have something for you. And he said, you're the only woman in the world who has one of these. And here it is. Here's your whale.
So maybe not quite a surprise. But it was another addition to the world that Hugh and Zelta Davis had spent decades building together along Route 66. What did the town, do you know how the town reacted? This is kind of a strange thing to suddenly have around. Was there any kind of community interest, community disinterest, you know? I don't know.
All the kids came here to swim. So yeah. It's just north of town. So just on the edge of town enough that it still kind of feels like country. And it just, it sounds like the community just loved being here.
The whale even got a name. Everyone called him Blue. And from 1972 to 1988, he presided over this popular swimming hole. But as the Davises aged, there wasn't anyone left to take care of the whale. And in 88, the swimming hole closed.
And then Hugh passed away in 1990. Mm-hmm. And it was the 90s is when I start to remember it. I grew up in the area and I remember it as just abandoned. Mm. It was, you couldn't come on the property. It was no trespassing. Everything was grown up. Like it was just weeds and trees and everything where the parking lot is. You couldn't see much.
Right.
And the whale was faded to white. And
oh wow, even the blue paint had.
Yeah. He was just a sad, abandoned thing.
So Hugh passes away, Zelda mm-hmm. passes away, the mm-hmm. whale has fallen into pretty serious disrepair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then who kind of takes over the process of actually repairing it? How does that start again?
It was an organization, I believe they called themselves the Fins of the Whale.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a little kind of organization of locals and Route 66 enthusiasts and family members that kind of banded together and came out and just did cleanup days and put in a lot of work and gathered donations.
Hugh and Zelta's son Blaine helped lead that effort. And even the governor of Oklahoma rolled up his sleeves to help with the painting. It was a huge community effort.
Yeah, and it's interesting to think about it. I had sort of assumed it was always a big Route 66 thing, but it sounds like maybe originally it was a bit more just community focused.
Yeah.
It was a bit more local. Obviously, there was still a tourist part of it, but it was, mm-hmm. you know, a big swimming hole for all the town, you know, Tulsa, yeah. Catoosa kids to go and hang out in. And then it's more that in its second life, it's become this kind of really like kind of internationally known kind of roadside stop. Do you get a lot of visitors? Who are the people who kind of come through?
Yeah. When this gift shop is open, it's just basically people in and out all day long. It is no matter the weather. Right now we're having a heat wave and it's like, I think yesterday the heat index got up to 110. And people were still picnicking. Like people still want to come and have their time with the whale. And they, you know, because it's a very important part of their itinerary. All of the big bus groups stop here. The motorcycle groups stop here. We get international travelers every single day.
Nowadays, the whale is owned by the town of Catoosa. You can't swim in the pond anymore, but they do offer catch and release fishing there. And as the area around the whale, what used to be the Nature's Acre Zoo, has slowly been left to return to nature, it's become a kind of wild habitat where snakes and turtles can make their homes in the shadow of this big blue whale.
And I kind of like how it's hearkening back to a reptile habitat and kind of part of what Hugh Davis originally was doing out here. So,
yeah, it's almost like a more kind of naturalistic version of that.
Yeah.
The blue whale's been a lot of things to a lot of people. An accidental anniversary gift. A culmination of Hugh and Zelta's lifetime together, creating a unique world of animals. A swimming hole beloved by the kids of Oklahoma. It's now in what you might call its third act, as this world-famous iconic landmark on Route 66. A gift not just to Zelta, but to anyone who happens to drive past, pull over, and stop at the one and only Blue Whale of Catoosa. Thank you to Liz Huckleby for sitting down with us to talk about all things blue whale, and also to the Route 66 podcast for letting us borrow audio from their interview with Blaine Davis. You can find a link to that conversation in our show notes.
Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. This episode was produced by
Baudelaire Seuss.
The production team includes
Doug Baldinger, Chris
Naka, Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Sarah Wyman,
Manolo Morales,
Gianna Palmer,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
This episode was sound designed and mixed by
Luce Fleming.
And our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. If you want to learn more, be sure to visit atlasobscura.com. There's a link in our episode description. I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I will see you next time.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiancé? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. From there, let's enjoy this moment, turns into we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. From a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team to save the dates, websites, and an easy-to-use registry, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Z-O-L-A.com.